Hi everyone, welcome to Retire Riverside. With me today we have Harkita. She just graduated from Norte Vista High School, class of 2018. She was also our Retire Club president at Norte Vista High School. We have some questions for Harkita, and also we have Dan Reyes on the line.
Yep.
So for Harkita, we wanted to ask you, what was your role in the Retire Club?
Well, hi everyone, I'm Harkita. My main role in Retire was to, like, spread the words, like, what's coming up, you know, next, and activities that we're going to be doing next, or any workshops and deadlines for applications and for scholarship. I also would go to the student forum once a month, and then I would share our upcoming events that we're going to be involved with Retire, and then I will bring the information back to our peers.
Yeah, and Harkita did a great job. She was always on campus helping with volunteer work and all of our workshops. So we really appreciated all she did for the club, and not just our club, but she was also in other clubs on campus, such as IB and hers. So she did a lot for our school and our community. But specifically for the Retire Club, how do you think it benefited others?
I believe this club benefited others by providing them, like, knowledge of, like, different types of, like, different campuses, different environments, and how to do your applications. And not only that, the mentors that we had during workshop when we were to do the FAFSA workshops and the DreamHack workshops, what's it called? We had reliable mentors, and they were there to educate us and give us accurate information when we were trying to complete our applications at the time.
Yeah, and you also worked a lot with the Avid Retire Ambassadors, and there was a lot of help from the Avid students, so it was a great benefit to collaborate with them.
Yeah, the students were also able to, like, commute better because they get to know, like, either the mentors or the counselors on one-on-one, so it would benefit them and us to know what's going on with their application or the process they were going through at the time.
And how do you think Retire encouraged you? I know you were in the club this year, this past year. How do you feel that it encouraged you?
As the recent club president, Retire has encouraged me in a variety of ways. In this program, I had the opportunity to develop new leadership skills by providing new opportunities for myself and to gain knowledge about, like, how to do application or how to help one when they were having problems and stuff. So I would go and help my peers and get back to my classmates and stuff. In doing so, I have found my passion, which is I want to work with students, hopefully in the future, and either become a psychiatrist or a high school counselor one day.
Hey, how did you get started with it, Harkita? Did you get started with the college club first, and then it kind of became the Retire Club, or how did you get involved with that?
Correct. Yes, I did a college club during my sophomore year, and I started with that, and then we did, like, a collaboration with Retire, and we became one club, Retire College Club. And this kind of helped us more because in the other club, we would go and experience college campuses, and in Retire, we would do more of, like, finishing applications and how to do them and how to apply for scholarships and all the good stuff that come along in order to succeed and go to college.
And what are your plans now that you have graduated high school? What are you going to do next?
Now that I graduated high school, I'm going to La Sierra University it's a private university. I'll be going there for the next 4 years for psychology. I want to major in counseling, and I would like to get a job on campus on using work studies, and which will help me and my family, and I'll be near home. So then that's what I always wanted to, I prefer to stay nearby house so I can go anytime and miss out.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think you'd make a good school counselor because you really helped a lot of students with their FAFSA and even their housing plans when they were moving on campus.
Thank you.
If you ever decide that route, you know, you could reach out to anyone and we'll help you with that. Do you have any advice for current high school students?
I do. One of the advice I do advise that please start applying for scholarship like during your freshman year. You know, I wish I knew that, and I wish I started since my freshman year. Then I would have been making bank by now. But, you know, it's never too late to start with them. They always come in handy. Even if they're small at the end, they all build up and you make a great budget out of them, I guess.
And where do you think students can find these scholarships as a ninth grader? Where can they start?
FAFSA, that's a great one that you provided me, and also the Retire also suggested us to use that one. And also there's a bunch of them online. All you have to do is search up nearby or just Riverside scholarships. You know, our community and district also gives them out. You just kind of search them up and take them.
Okay, that's a good idea. There's also Raise Me. It's a great scholarship organization where students can start in ninth grade. And they could use it like when they attend college fairs and any club or organizations they join, even for taking an AP test or filing their FAFSA, and they earn scholarships through Raise Me.
Yeah.
If you could ask Michelle Obama one thing, what would it be?
Oh my God. This is a great question.
And just to kind of give everyone an idea, we were trying to get Michelle Obama at our site, and Harkita created a poster to show Michelle Obama that we were fortunate, me and one of my friends, to go see her at the Women's Summit. And we held up the sign, and we were probably like two rows back, and Michelle Obama actually saw the sign, and it said, Michelle Obama came to North Vista High School, reach higher, and she pointed to it. So we know she saw it. Harkita did a great job.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Thank you. Well, if I do see her, I think the first thing I would ask her, like, hey, can we take a selfie? You know, you always want to make memories and keep them and show them off and brag them about them. And also I would like thanking her for, like, encouraging students and inspiring them, like, worldwide, not just nationally in the U.S., but, like, worldwide. You know, she encouraged students to reach higher and go beyond the capabilities they have and to succeed.
Yeah, she truly is inspiring, and so are you. You've really done a lot for her school, and we'll miss you. We hope that you'll come back and share your experiences with our students, and since you'll be local, you'll be able to come back whenever you can, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
We talk about, like, anything that encourages towards the end of our podcast, but before we do that, Mr. Reyes, do you have anything else that you want to ask her?
No, she did a good job. I think I saw her at just about every workshop that we had, helping out former students and working with the ones that I had from the AVID program. So it's all greatly appreciated as we try to give back to the students that are there.
Thanks.
So for our moment of hope, we wanted to ask, what are you hopeful for that you had experienced this past year or this past week?
I'm hopeful for a lot. Like, coming from a country like India, I came here obviously for a better education, a better life, and a better future, not for just for my family, but also for myself. You know, I'll be the first one from my dad's family, like the first girl to, like, go to college. Like, none of them would go to high school, and that's it. Like, they wouldn't even go to college. And I am glad and very, very happy that my parents are allowing me to complete my dreams and do what I want to. And I live with the thoughts every day that I came here for a better future, and so I'm going to do this by reaching for a better education.
Yeah, and you're going to be able to accomplish that goal because you work so hard.
Yeah, you do. I really think so.
And how about you, Mr. Reyes? You got any moment of hope this past week?
This week hasn't been a lot about work. it's been about work at home. You know, I'm going to echo the sentiment that students should be applying for scholarships as soon as they can. Hopefully this year we can get them as early as their ninth grade year to start thinking about it more seriously and get them to understand that the work really starts as soon as they enter high school to move on to something beyond high school.
Yes. Because, like, money should never be, like, the reason for not going to college, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, and then I think, like, that's one of the big factors, I guess, for my moment of hope is my niece, Mackenzie. I got to spend time with her this past week, and she earned a scholarship for really good grades, so I'm really proud of her. So I think, like, students just need to know that you can get a scholarship for pretty much anything. It doesn't just have to be academics. It could be, like, bowling, or it could be community service, anything you're passionate about, skateboarding. There's scholarships for everyone out there. So just try to meet with your school counselor and see what there is that you can apply for, and never give up applying for scholarships. Well, I guess that's it for our second podcast. We just wanted to thank everyone for joining our Reach Higher Riverside podcast. Tune in on iTunes or Google Play Music to catch our next episode. We appreciate you all listening today.